home and right in time for the holidays. I ain't gonna hold you with all that other good stuff. We just getting excited because guess why? We're excited because we're all home and the experience, it starts right now. Everyone is home. Well, hello.
Hi, cousin. Hi, Sean.
Faces. Oh my goodness. We're all here at the same time. Gosh, I feel a Sam Cooke moment. It's been a long time coming. My gosh, like forever. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
You know me, creating and maintaining. Hi, you, Ree.
I'm good. I'm looking for my daughter, but I'm good.
Where is Naya? Look, I'm like, let's find her.
Yes. Where is Naya? Everybody, where is Naya?
Yes.
Where is Naya?
Out there kicking tail.
Yes. And she probably did her little kick when she did her little face. She go. But yeah.
So cute.
So welcome to the No BS Duo show where we have everyone back home and right in time for the holidays. Wow, amazing. Things look different up in this thing right here. What's going on? I see something different. You see something different, Val?
No, what's different?
It look like it's a whole different, I don't know, it's something different here. Besides the fact that I'm wearing the baseball cap to the front, which I usually don't always do. I wear it to the back or to the side. But it's something else going on in this. Where's the baby?
Listen, let's not even discuss her crazy stuff. So everybody knows baby is normally running back and forth. If you guys follow any of the experiences, she definitely wants to be a part of it. She went and got fixed today. So she was fighting to get out of her cone. And I was crying, y'all. It was horrible.
Aww.
What? You tell me I have to leave my baby. Okay. For 8 hours, it was horrible. So we got her. She got this cone on. She crying. We come in. She meowing all loud. I said, "Give me my cat. That's it. Give me my." Kanaya went over and grabbed her so fast. Give me babe. And then she come home and the collar's off. The cone is off.
Wait a minute.
Three times.
Wait. Wait. I need y'all to understand.
There she is. I don't know if y'all just saw her go swing through. Three times. The cone is off.
Wait. She comes to the screen like, here I am.
The cone is off. I went to Petco. I went and got the collar, the inflatable collar. I put it on her. Lasted 20 minutes.
So, I'm confused.
The doctor said as long as she's not scratching at her spot, just let her rock on. And she in here running around like she had, she like, what surgery?
Right.
I was crying. I was tearing up. Look at her. She over there. Look. Well, ain't got no cone on.
Well, ain't that a mama for you? That's a mama for you. The minute our babies have whatever surgeries or whatever they got going on with them or whatever happens to them, we the ones that's more emotional and losing our minds. And they looking at us like, hey, it's a done deal. We done did that. But three cones?
Three.
And she how old?
Three cones. She is 4 and a half. Oh, she is 4 and a half months. So yeah. Three cones, one collar. And she didn't went through all of them. She said, excuse me.
I gotta zoom in, y'all. Look at her peeking in the back. She like, go.
Don't even look like she had surgery. Just look at her.
Look at her. She like, oh, they saw me. They saw me. So TKBSDS Productions, we have a baby. We have a man, everybody have a mascot. We have a baby, and she's back there. So, everyone, meet baby. Let me zoom in again so y'all can see baby.
I'm not so sure where she
goes.
Oh no, she went out.
She's like, oh, they saw me. But that's not all that's new. It's something else different. I think we need to zoom in and see what that is back there. Where you at, girl?
So I'm on a remote location. I'm in a remote location.
It's bright over there.
Yes, it is. I can't stand
it's
her.
It's nice answer. And bright. Okay.
She said, I'm in a remote location.
I'm in a remote location.
And y'all, you know what? And that's what's funny, because that's the one thing we can say about her. Now, y'all always see, I'm always somewhere. It's like, where is Shona? I don't know. She's somewhere. But with her, it's always, well, where is she going to pop up? What remote location is she going to show this time? It's either at
the park,
the car, and now this one. And where is she? It's like I'm finding Nemo. So what is her?
Finding Riri. We was already trying to find Naya. We gonna find Riri too.
Yes, that's what he's gonna do. That's what he's gonna do.
I found my Naya. They haven't placed yet, but they're waiting for their numbers.
They're waiting for their numbers. Drum roll.
We need updates. Definitely need some updates.
Yes,
we definitely do. Talking about updates, we haven't had an update in a very, very long time because we all have not been together. I think it's only fair, what y'all think, that we call on the most famous one of all.
Girl.
I think we need a word from the hospitality department. What you think, Riri?
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, I think we need the hospitality department. So everyone, as we welcome back the hospitality department.
Hi, guys. welcome to the No BS Duo Show. We're so excited that you guys are here with us. Please know that we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which YouTube channel you are following us from, we are there. Just make sure you check in and say hello. And after this, of course, it will be uploaded onto our podcast. We're on all major streaming podcasts as well as the little ones. So whichever one you follow, go ahead and type in TKBSDS Productions and it will be there. Don't forget, we also have the .com, so you guys can go ahead and check that out as well. www.TKBSDSProductions.com, where it's always uncut and unmuted. So make sure you guys go ahead and aux us and check us out. We're so happy to be here with you guys and welcome to the experience.
Oh, please,
that's
why we just call on her.
I wanted to wait. Look, then I'm all hype. I wanted to wait just until we all came back on here. Okay. I don't know if you guys out in our family, if you guys have noticed, but we had like a yearly review. Hi, Dad. Me first. Me first.
I had to do
you
that.
You can have it. You can have it.
She is no way. And I was like, watch this. I know she's gonna be the first one to be like, my dad. That's my dad.
Excuse me, but I danced with my father at your party, okay? And we was jamming until you came in. And took over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was your night. I said, you know, I'm gonna let her have it. It's her.
You know what? And I appreciate everyone that did give me my moment with him, because if you notice, the moment was short lived, because after that, I don't know who party it was, because it was mine.
It was a great time.
Yes, it was.
It was really an awesome time.
That was Mr. Hall has walked into the building as he does virtually, and he did at the party.
Yes,
and
it was definitely an awesome
time.
He showed
everyone what 72 looks like, and he let everyone know that even 72 can get the young ones too.
Okay. We should have recorded that. I was like, oh, okay.
I have, you know, there is a recording. I'm going to send it to
Look
you.
Look at Ray. I dare you fall out the chair, Ray. I dare you
fall out the chair. Go ahead. Give us one good fall as you normally would do. Go ahead. Go ahead. How you doing? How you doing, Ray? Oh, see, this is what happens when we're all in the room. It just goes down like this.
Look, I was just waiting. I was waiting. When she did this, I said, she about to go. She about to go.
Oh, man.
But before we start, because we, before we start the experience or continue out in the experience, it was just posted when we did our yearly warp. Do you remember the yearly warp that was there, Sean? We gave 21,416 minutes of pure joy, 215 episodes or experiences that was alone in that year, and 41% of our listeners listened down between the hours of 5 to 10, which is awesome. Yes. Because that is a spot that not a lot of people get. So right. We have people that's winding down with us that on their way home while they're mm-hmm. cooking, while mm-hmm. they're cleaning, which is what we like strive to do. Mm-hmm. So that yearly warp was amazing. When I saw that, so I just wanted to put it out here since we were all together to say, guys, thank you for like vibing with us and being here with us and listening to us and following us and sharing us. But to know that people are listening to our podcast and all of our experiences between the hours of 5 and 10, those are crunch hours, y'all. We in traffic.
Yeah.
We're trying to get home. Hours. Yes. Yeah. We're trying to help with homework. We are putting the kids to sleep. We are doing our chores before we go to bed. And just to know that you guys put us in your ears and said, let me rock out with the family. We appreciate you guys for that.
Yes, we do. We really honestly do appreciate you. It just goes to let you know that what we strive to do is being received and that our purpose is being served.
Yes.
And it's not about we're trying to become anything bigger or better or thinking that we're bigger or than we ought, because it's not about us. It's always been about you.
Always.
And since we've made it about you, you've let us know that we're doing a good job making sure we're taking care of you. So thank you so, so much.
Thank you, for guys. Your
consistency. Yes. But you know, talking about consistency, you know, consistency is sexy. I don't care what nobody say. Consistency is sexy as in any shortcoming or becoming of the moment. And I have to say, there's been four shows that's been consistent. And one of them, of them all, no matter what, come ambulance, traffic, high water, low water, floods, we are always going to get a Val experience. You bow for holding it down when everyone else started going and moving which way, highway. And while we were getting reconstructed and building back up and building more, you was there and you held us all together. Like you was the glue. It was like, don't worry, y'all. Go ahead, do it. I got you. Hold up. I got you.
But you want to know what? It's not work when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy coming on. I enjoy my regulars who pop up when I'm on, and then we court some new. We've had some new people that came in, and I'm like, wow, if we weren't here at this specific time, we would not have court Texas and Illinois and North Carolina, and you know, we would not have court them at that pivotal moment.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm just like, you know, if I can, and you know, if everything is not a whirlwind around me, I enjoy coming on and I enjoy talking to the fam while we're out and about and doing what we're doing. So,
well, you know what else is comfortable to me is when you look at our podcast and when you look at our .com and you hear people at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning dinging in, and they're in Ireland, Dublin, and they're in East Africa, Australia. I was like, Australia?
You know?
And it just goes to show you that people actually want to know, what does it look like to show and share your purpose, share your gift, and do it in love? Well, it looks like this.
I thought they just wanted to know what them three black beauties was doing, you know?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
You're being nosy.
Okay, let's see what them three black queens doing. That's what I thought it was.
Well, let me tell you what we're doing. We're doing good, and we're glad that you came through to see that we're doing good, because we're able to continue to do good because of you.
Because of you.
So if anyone ever sit there and tell you that it's about them, tell them to take them out of the purpose and see if their purpose still moves. And if their purpose is not moving, then that means it really was just about them. But if the purpose keep going and they're not there, that means you're still serving the purpose of what it was supposed to be about. And now that's I can truly understand why they say no monkey can stop the show. Yeah. So that part. One monkey don't stop no show. So yeah. So thank you all to
the SDS
family. We love you. And that comes from Jamil, Craig, Starling Bay, Sarita, Val, and myself. But
and baby.
Oh yeah, right. And baby. So stay tuned. Because there's more to come. Because while we've been out and we haven't been home, there's been a whole lot of stuff going on. Who that be? Is that Wendy out?
Yes. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, how are you? How are the world of flowers doing that you make look so beautiful? So, yes, there is some good things coming down the pipe for us soon. Ain't that right, Val?
Yes. Yes, we definitely have some new experiences that is coming. We have some new advertisements that's coming. And always remember that if you have a brand, if you have a purpose, if you have a mission that you want to get put out in front of many, definitely reach out to us and see how we can assist you with that. So just sit tight, guys. We have some more men that's going to enter the building. Woo-hoo! We have a late night feature that is getting ready to enter the building for all of you late nights that want to, you know, pop in and see what's going on the inside. Definitely stay tuned.
All right, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Good stuff. Yes, good stuff. And keep tuning in, because the more we think and the more we maintain, the more we create. And stay tuned. We're going to even have some more live experiences.
Wait, so Wendy said men. Yes, Wendy, we have some more men coming. So I don't know if Wendy gets a chance to see our Tuesday men come through, because she's normally in traffic at that time that they come on. But she'll be able to catch the late night experience with the new men that's coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. But remember, guys, just because we're not on our airtime doesn't mean you can't find this. You can always go and binge, or you can go to our.com and you can see all the episodes. Yeah, you get access. Like, I mean, you wonder, there is a method to every woman's madness. Look at, she clapping. Lord of mercy. That's she said, oh my goodness, men's.
That's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh, my. Look who walked up in the room. Mr. Scott himself. How are you, sir?
And Wendy said, oh my. That's my girls. Oh, my.
Y'all killing us tonight. But yes, good to see you, Mr. Scott. Ashley Scott is getting ready to have a show very soon over in Jersey. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Because you know the TKBSDS family is going to travel some waters to go see our pal, Ashley Scott, throw down for his little shindig going on. So, you know, that's a beautiful thing when you have that type of relationship with people. And kudos to you and your night show, because he has a night podcast that's on SoundCloud. So, yes, kudos. Look, if we can influence you, and if people can be influenced to move the gavel and to get more so that more people can catch it, applause and hats to you, because that's what it's all about. You got to get to know, because if you don't know, how are you supposed to know?
Right.
There you go. So,
that's all I'm saying on that note. Talking about the now. So y'all see I'm wearing, I don't know if y'all can see it because the light may be too bright.
Mm-hmm. It says cheer aunt. And I ain't have enough time aunt. To make my cheer aunt shirt.
Yes, okay? I was a cheer aunt. And y'all probably like, she a cheer aunt. Well, she's so hyped and cheery and a hat on for today. Well, today, my niecey poo. Her mini.
My daughter.
Is in Florida.
Yes.
And they are down there in the championship getting their little cheer on. So that's another reason why we ain't been here. We've been in the stands losing our voices, going, ah!
She is doing some amazing, amazing, amazing things. I'm not too sure if you guys are following, but please make sure you stay tuned, because there's always ways that you can contribute along the way to make the trip less stressful and successful. I made sure I put three little, donations up in there for my niece. I wanted to just send her something personally.
We want to make sure. Thank you for everybody who contributed. And it was funny because her coach was like, wait, who's this person? Who's this? And she's calling out these names, and we're just like, ding, 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 ding. Yup. Right. Pull it through. So thank everybody who came and represented and did their donations. I know a lot of people don't like to give donations. They want to give you the money in your hand. They like to do the cash apps and things. But thank you for those who did put money in our hands and was able to send that over, and for all the cash app, the Venmos, and however ways the funding came in. Our girls was allowed to go. They was allowed to buy new uniforms. They was allowed to pay for their entire trip, the airport, transportation, baggage, to and from all of their don't know, activities, adventures they went on. Unfortunately, I couldn't go because my manager got sick. So I had to stay home because I'm second in command. Woo-hoo-hoo. So I could not be there with her, but I'm there with her in spirit. And they've been calling and video chatting. So I feel like I've been there. But this is her last year. She will be aging out. But she has more things to come with the coach and a couple of these young ladies too, because they are awesome young ladies doing big, big things. So stay tuned.
Okay. That means she's phasing out, but she coming back. She's going to be one of them little young coaches up in there doing her thing. So, yes, you are definitely high in demand, Kazelle, but just know that all the prayers and the prayer warriors, and I definitely pray for her safe travels and everyone's safe travels to get there and just make sure that they had a great and amazing time. And it's just so good to know that she's having an awesome time, because that's what it's about.
These young ladies are so good, and this was even a better experience because they're young Black girls.
That's right,
from
brown skin girls, skin just like
brown skin girls. Can we show them brown skin girls? Can we show? Can we show? Bam!
Please understand. Let's just look at this picture, right?
Yes.
I saw this picture. I said, I absolutely love how everyone's hair is in braids. I love.
So they have to be uniform from their hair to their nails to their socks to their sneakers. They have to be in complete uniform.
Love it. Can we circle?
And I have another bomb picture that I'm going to send you guys to. Another bomb.
Can we circle Niecy Poo? Niecy Poo was on the far right with the thick thighs. Yes, I love her so much. That is my Niecy Poo. Smiling all extra hard. Okay. I love her.
Yes, that's the general of the West Philadelphia Panthers, General Nye.
That's how we do. That's my Niecy Poo.
She is just so awesome. Congratulations to her. You know, I remember when I first came into the family. Look. When I first came into the family, okay, and she was just talking about like working out and stuff and how she was how she used to cheer and things like that. I'm just so happy that she got back to that she got back into that, because it was her love, and you can tell when we used to talk about it how much she really loved it.
I'm thankful to her coach, because she wasn't going to come back this year, because you know last year, because of COVID, they couldn't do too much. So the organization kind of like they geared towards the football team, and we're trying to let them like, hey, we got cheerleaders over here that's not cheering for the football games, but that doesn't mean they're not as important. So we need your support too. Right. So she wasn't going to come back because she was a little frustrated. But then she's like, wait a minute. I have these young ladies who want to be a part of this, who's not in the streets, who's not in these boys' face, who's not doing all the drugs and running from this to this to this to that. They're going to school. They're bringing home good grades. They're going to work. They're not causing trouble in these streets. She was like, what more can I do but make sure that I know where they are on these days, doing these activities, and I'm going to make sure I'm there. So I'm thankful that she came back, because if it wasn't for her, she wouldn't been with nobody else, because I like them other coaches. Yeah. I'm just sorry.
And that's exactly why she's the general. Because of her love that she had for her team. Yep. And the love that and they know. And what happens is when people know that you love them unconditionally and the love is real, they show up.
Yep.
They show up and they show out. When they know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know that this is not just because you're supposed to love me, or this is because, you know, the word says love, but you really honestly, sincerely care. How can I help? So yep. I love that. So great job, General, with your cute self. I can't wait to see you do it. We had Elder walk up in the building. Hey, Elder.
Yes, hello, Mr. Thank Elder.
You
so, so how
much
are
for
you?
Coming in. Thank you. So, like, yeah, so that is awesome. That is neat.
Yes.
So there is some.
He's
look at
talking,
this one.
But she's muted.
Oh,
yes.
Mute.
Elder,
there you go.
Elder is sitting on the top list. I believe it's called, I'm trying to get the name right to make sure, the piece called Groove Nights or Night Grooves.
I think it's Night Groove.
Night Groove.
I think so. We're going to find out. But congratulations, Elder.
Congratulations winning up on the top. You know, it's You know, there's another gentleman by the name of Mr. Terrence Thompson. I declare he's a chess player because the way he be having the music just running up them charts. And, you know, hats off to all of the indies artists. You guys have been doing a job and a half. Like, you making my job easy because I don't have to look for music because y'all like, I got new music. Boom. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Keep it flowing.
So thank you. Keep it flowing.
You know, the one good thing that I can say that we can appreciate that we learned from the pandemic is that, yes, we can do it. No, we don't have to do it accordingly to just these two or three. We can do a whole EP. And so, you know, not only EP, but we can do a Christmas thing too. So
that's right.
Again, congratulations, guys. Y'all doing it. Y'all really doing it. And Elder, again, congratulations to you. And you was in your sick bed doing that too. You's a bad man.
You know what? It's one thing that I have to say about him, and in reference to, you know, once someone comes in the experience and we connect with people, you kind of get into their personal lives and see things. And I think that it was just amazing, Elder, how you were so transparent and saying, I'm hurting, I'm tired, I'm sick. And then it's like, boom, this is what's going on. You know, this is just too much. I want to be home in my bed. And then boom, because you have no idea the people that you inspired to keep on going, to say, if he can do this, I can as well. So you definitely made sure that your testimony is definitely someone's test. So someone is going through something and it's like, you know what? My Facebook friend, I saw, even with everything that he was going through, he's still pushing. It doesn't even have to be anything musically, but just period. If you can find something to capture and to tap onto with someone, and definitely it can make them grow. So thank you so much for being a diligent sower in your trials and in your pain, because look, you're still moving, you're still kicking. It ain't time. And somebody else is going to be like, I can do it as well.
Yeah. So. And that's the story that we love to tell, because you never know where a person is or going through in their life at the present time. And as a result of watching you go through what you're going through, it kind of sits with my theory that I always say or explain why it had to happen. Like, I had to go through the things that I went through just so I could have the conversation with somebody else to let them know you can get through too.
That's right.
Or just so somebody can see, how did she make it through that? And or they saw you get through it. So now they're like, you know what? Like you said, if they can do it, I can too. So again, thank you for being that testimony, because the scripture does say, I know my pastor said it, and he told me
Go ahead, girl. Who your pastor?
Say, if I don't believe it, you know, don't take his word for it. You know, go and see for myself. You know, that's why I love my pastor. Y'all know who my pastor is.
What's his name? They might have forgot. It's been a couple of months.
You think so?
I didn't forget.
I know. I still tell who my pastor is.
No. You go ahead. Shout it out, girl.
Y'all know who my pastor is, right? His name. And one of these times, I'm gonna get him up here. I'm gonna bring my pastor up here. I'm telling y'all. Y'all gonna see my handsome pastor. That little country in Philadelphia. He's a country. You hear me? Reverend James Moore Sr., the second Mount Zion Baptist Church. What, the church is open and is streaming. So I'm just saying. He's a little country in his big city, but he's a big country. Don't get it twisted. He's a little small package put well together, but he come with a big, big, big gift. And the gift that he taught me was to read the scripture that says, and the scripture says, he said he wasn't writing any more chapters of the book because we are the living epistles. And when you think about your life is a story of a chapter of what God can do for you and in your life when you believe and when you trust him at his word. Is it hard? Will it get hard? Is it easy? No, it's not.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Everybody would. But just because you think you might can't, don't mean that you can't. You just gotta put a little more trust in your heart and trust in your hands. Grandma always say, "Is nothing beats a failure than a try."
That's right. That's right. It's raining out on these Philly streets. I don't know.
It's raining. Yes, you hear it. It's raining.
Yeah. Is it raining where you at? In your location?
In my remote location, yes, it's raining. Yeah. It's hitting the windows. I hear it.
Is it hard or is it light?
It's hard on these
hard.
Parts.
It's hard.
Okay. But then that means it's a big, wide storm. Because you know, usually in certain parts of the city, depending on where you are remotely, you know, it may be like the rain just got to you.
Yeah. Or they don't have any rain at all. And we're right. Like, it's storming. You're like, not here.
Yeah, right. I just was wondering if it was storming where she was in her remote location.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's storming where I am. But I don't want to read this next comment, because this gentleman was in our part of town and he posted all of these pictures and he went to the wrong locations to get food and everything and didn't even tell nobody, but he wanted us to shout it out anyway. So,
and that's what happens.
We're going to just show it and then we're going to show it all.
That's what happens when you come to Philly and you go to the tourist spots.
Really? Yes. And not only that, you ain't even come see your girls.
No, he was in the tourist area.
Nobody can tell you better than Philly than your homegirls right here. Okay, so that's what you get.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what?
We'll put the oops up. We'll leave that up for a minute.
Yeah, we're gonna put that up there, and we're gonna say what his name is, just in case people can't understand the reading. It said Elder from Florida was in Philadelphia and didn't come see the girls. I'm just
He was here a few times.
That's what he said.
He was here a few times, and he was. And he posted it on Facebook. He was here.
Him was here
in the city, and him didn't stop by. But it's okay because now he knows better. Now he knows better. Okay. He didn't. We're going to charge it to his head, not his heart. We're going to think that he was just hungry, and the person
I ain't giving him no pass.
Okay. So he said next time.
I guarantee you, where he was touring at, I guarantee you, I probably was only 5 minutes from where he was. I guarantee you. And he ain't even, see, that's why you didn't get the good food.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Him know now.
We'll see you in April.
Yeah, all right, April. We're going to see what happens in April. Because y'all know our anniversary is in April. So let's see. Mm-hmm. Talking about an anniversary. You know this is the anniversary of giving, right?
What's Aunt B's Country Kitchen? I don't even know what that is.
So listen, right? Aunt B's, I've heard about this. Like, he's the second person, maybe the third person.
Let me look that up. That Gino's and Pat's, That's not even it.
We ain't going to keep that comment up. Boom. Mm-hmm. We're going to put Aunt B's back up. So I heard that Aunt B is a real good soul food place. Okay. And somebody else was telling me about her a couple weeks ago. Their mom always goes to her and she got like 4 platters. And it's just her living in the house, but she got 4 platters and she eats them all by herself. She doesn't tell anybody when she's going. She just takes pictures and sends it to the family. Like, look, I went to Auntie's again. And they are so good. She just gave me the address. I have to find my text message. We have to get to Aunt B's,
guys, if you're in Philly or close to Philly or the surrounding area, you guys might as well come eat with us. It's located right there at 2300 West 4th Street in Chester, PA. Yep. We need to go.
Yep.
We need to go.
Yeah, because y'all know we like to eat. We like to go to places. And we do travel because we've been traveling all over. Like, we've been to, well, I don't know if you say we, but yeah, we recently went to Chelsea's over the summer.
We did. Chelsea's is in Atlantic City.
Right, Atlantic City. And you know we live at South. So everybody knows.
Chelsea's is the place that had the black eyed pea in my food and my throat closed up.
Chelsea.
And I couldn't eat. It was Kelsey's. And I couldn't eat no more food. I don't know how the black IP made his way over to my, but I have I don't know, but it was a Black Eyed Peas. And the sad part about it is the week before we did that, then we have just have the experience. I was talking about the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, and how it was. Mm-hmm.
And you said,
Kelsey's, Sia's, whomever, Kelsey. Ashley, Kelsey. It was a Black Eyed Peas and my food.
And her food. Yes. Out of all the luck in the world. And nobody purchased no Black Eyed Peas.
Nope.
How?
No, Elder, I'm not. Is. It's something about the word black eyed that I just can't get with, and the combination of the two being together that I cannot eat them. Even on New Year's, I'm like, okay, give me some fish. Let's bring in the money. Give me some greens, but I cannot eat black eyed peas. I used to get chased when I was younger with black eyed peas. My brother. Yeah. So, and we talked about that. Oh, Ashley, it's okay. It's all fun over here. So we talked about that, and I honestly just said something before we went.
Before we went. And so I'm gonna tell y'all what all our faces did when she said, I don't believe this is happening to me right now in my dish.
And that was not her face. That wasn't her face.
I'm going to show you our face is what I said. Not her face. Our face. We all was like, I'm trying to tell you, it's exactly how we all went. We look like.
It was like instantly my throat was just like, I said. Mm-hmm.
And the ride home was just as crazy. Because what was that, 4th of July weekend?
Uh-huh. You know, mm-hmm. Ashley, my brothers, because I'm the baby and they're mean. So that was what they did to me.
She has the best brother in the whole widest world. I'm trying to tell y'all. We had her birthday celebration with her family. Mind you, shout out to the best family of them all. Like, I'm trying to tell you, that family, if I was sitting in that family, like, look, it's just an honor to be among y'all. How about that? You know? I mean, this is the only time where we were like freezing outside. We're in the back. But it was just as warm as if
we had the heat things up. And first of all, we didn't even expect the rain.
Right.
It rained. We didn't expect the rain at all. And the weather was supposed to be so much better. But my brother, who thinks that he's my father, I love him so much, my brother, he came through and he was like, listen, we're going to do this. And then everybody that came, you guys were great sports. It was such an intimate moment. I didn't want anything like posted on Facebook or anything. You know, I just wanted to spend the time with my family. We had a beautiful paint and sip. And it was so crazy because every picture that I created for my friends is the ones that they got. Even down to, I still have Riri's, which is the Eiffel Tower.
And I'm going to come paint and sit.
And it was amazing to watch all of your friends pick the ones that you just knew that they would pick and that they would love. So that lets me know, like, I'm no matter what I'm going through, I'm not too far from knowing, you know, my friends. And you guys were absolutely awesome. Sean was there and we was outside and, you know, we had a nice time and the food was catered by the one and only celebrity chef Rashawn Scudder. So we had a great time. The table was awesome. The share table. I'm just going to say that, Sean. The share table was.
I will admit, I was able to share.
Yeah. The share table was very shareable.
But I will tell you, it was that one shareable share that we had that was in that big bowl where everybody was like, that one, I still want to know. Whatever concoction or however y'all concocted that, we need to put that in a bottle.
Yeah, it was actually, we looked that up. It was just something that we looked up, myself and Cherie, my sister, my brother's wife, my sister-in-law. And we just put it together. It was so good. It was amazing. We had a great time. So, you know, big up to everybody that came out. Big up to everybody who said happy birthday and everybody who celebrated. Everybody who was there in heart and spirit. You know, sometimes you don't physically have to be there for me to feel your love. So definitely for that. So awesome. Oh, it's so good to be back and talk to y'all.
Yes, it's so awesome.
We got to catch so y'all up.
And it's so awesome to see everyone popping in, coming back in that we haven't seen in a while. And to talk about the things that we've done and the things that we're doing and things to come.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's like, woohoo. I mean, I'm just so excited for 22. It's like, it's something about 22 that's getting me excited. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost as if it's like we're going ready to get the 2 years paid back to us, 20 and 21. So, you know, 20 was a year that we don't remember having. That was the year that didn't happen, actually, but that happened. But then you got 21 to try to make up for it. But here come the two. So it's like, I'm going to give you double the pleasure. That's how I'm looking for. I believe that we're about to have an extreme overflow of greatness for 22.
I agree.
I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for
it. So we have an invitation extended to us. Mr. Elder said he's more excited than you. So then he's going to have to book some time to put aside to come on and tell us about this excitement. You have to share, and not in the comments. You can share, and come talk to us.
Yes, so we definitely have to get you back on here, Elder. Yes. Definitely.
I'm excited to know what it is too. Uh-oh. He said double the pleasure. Sound like a song.
And if it is a song, I want royalty rights. I want royalty rights because I gave y'all a lot of songs. Talking about a lot of songs, we have a lot of new songs get ready to come up from such artists that are dropping new and get ready to come soon. So stay tuned for Tracy Cruz. Everyone knows about Tracy Cruz. And she's dropping her new love book. And y'all all know our favorite, my favorite, from the D.C. area. He's going to be coming and dropping his song. You know, the one that talked about, let me call the Uber for you. That one just still gets me. But he will be coming through, dropping his new music too. So stay tuned, guys. I'm just trying to tell you, it's some good stuff coming. But most of all, good stuff coming. I'm ready to do the good stuff coming for our group that we adopted last year. If y'all recall, we adopted
the shelter.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, you all know how we feel about just giving back. It's about love. And I know a lot of people say you wait till the one day of the 1 year to show love. No, we show love all year round, but it's just something stronger that happens during the period of this season that people are at their worst mentally, spiritually. And so this is the time that you really want to give that extra hug. You want to give that extra support, inspiration, and encouragement to let them know you're not in it alone. You're not by yourself. We're here for you. I might can't, but we together can. Yes. And like I always tell y'all, we look together when we do it together. And it just looks better when we do it.
Yeah.
And so we're asking again for anybody who wants to join in with us as we once again give back the love to our women's shelter that we adopted last year. We only asked you for $1. So if anybody wants to be intrigued in their heart, wants to give more than $1, we accept it. All you have to do is cash tap the no, just the $ and the no, and send whatever you want to send with a purple heart. Make sure you put a purple heart beside it. Mm-hmm. And you put the purple heart beside it. That way we know that's you joining in with us to give a special heart of love.
I'm so grateful because a little, but like about last week under the TKBSDS Productions umbrella, the V-Spot did that and, you know, just asked for socks for the soul to warm the souls. One of the things that people don't know is that socks is one of the most requested items in the shelter. Mm-hmm. It is the number one most requested item inside of the shelter. So, you know, I was able to go ahead and put it out there, and I want to thank each and every person who donated thus far. So what is going to happen with that is the V-Spot is going to donate in socks into the Purple Heart campaign so we can warm the souls of some of the women that's there. And, you know, I was so happy and I was so grateful because I only had a quota. I had a quota to just reach a certain amount, you know, a certain dollar amount. And within 3 days, I was able to get that. So I'm so grateful. I thank you guys so much for just, you know, believing and saying, hey, you know, what do you need? What do you want? So that's going to help, you know, when we go over to the shelter as well. So under the TKBSDS Productions and the No BS Dual Show, the V-Spot thanks each and every one of you guys who contributed, who shared. You may not have given a dime, but your share was enough to have someone else who was able to share or reach out to me. So we thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, good stuff.
Awesome, good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, I was excited. I was like...
And you know, that's usually what happens whenever you put out to do something and it comes bigger and it returns bigger than what you anticipated it to be. Like, for example, this right here, who knew that it would get to this point, you know, get to, you know, this season or where we are, you know.
I was just here to talk about my book.
Exactly. And then next thing you know, you waking me up on my birthday talking about some. Guess what? We got a podcast.
I think that was a great birthday present, though, right, Riri?
Yes.
You know, when it's the little things, simple things that we be like, who knew something so small could become something so huge? Or somebody thought enough of you to say, I believe in what you're doing, and I want to be a part of that, and I want to brand that too. Talking about a brand. So guess who got branded this weekend?
Who?
So yesterday I get a text message and it says, because this is what you're known as and what you do, I've named a collection after you and it's on my website and I've named it Shauna's Diamond Fedora Collection.
Aww.
And it's a bunch of fedora hats that has a diamond rim around it. And if anybody want to go and buy
a rim,
it's $27 on her website. And I was like, what? Like,
oh, that is awesome. Aww,
that's nice. I'm like, you did what? And it's, and then it was just, you know, the thing of it is, you know, I'm like, I'm just Shauna. What do you mean? She's like, that's what I know you of. When I think about you, I think about hats, and you wear your hats, especially fedoras. So when I was selling my fedoras, I said, I'm going to name some collections after some important people that I feel is good to me and special to me. And so she named one, and this is what made it special. She didn't name it what people call me. She named it after who I am, which is Shauna. All day I could be Lovely, the DJ. I could be the CEO. I could be the benefits specialist, but at the end of the day, I'm Shauna. That's it.
That's right. That's it.
And for someone to think that much of me to do that, it was like, and then it doesn't. It,
this one
right here.
I need to move my box.
That one had me doing the ugly face.
I don't know what you're talking about.
At my birthday, let me tell you something. We have some creative people, and you never know who you know in this lifetime. And there's people, and that reminds me, I have some orders for you. I take that pillow everywhere I go. Like, seriously. She created this pillow for me. And the scripture on the back of the pillow is what really gripped me. Like, you know, you never know what you do for a person. You never know what you are to a person and how much you mean to a person. So I want to publicly say it right now.
Well, here. You said it that day, right?
No. I don't think you understand. It's not easy life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes getting up in the morning, it's not easy life. Mm-hmm. But when somebody gives you a motivational message, not knowing the struggle that it takes for you to be you. It was huge to me. It was beyond just that. And it was a golden shield over it that you could just wipe up and it becomes something else. Mm-hmm. And the scripture underneath it was what I need daily to hold on to keep me, keep going, Sean. Just keep, this is why I keep going, because there are people like her and Ree and unknowns that's watching and following. And I stay strong with that. And now you gave me something that keeps me going. So I just had to simply say to you, you are an awesomeness person.
No.
And the gift that God has given you is you've taken that thing and you've gone beyond hitting the ground running. But I want to thank you for using that special gift to be that special gift for me.
You're welcome.
So thank you for being that gift. Thank you so much. It means so much to me. It really does. And when people realize that you are a gift, that's the value that you give to your life. And that's the jewel. And you give God glory because of it. So thank you so much for being your awesomeness. Because I can wipe that, be like, guess who's living golden today, y'all? And it's my picture. Me. I'm living golden. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care what's going on. I'm still living golden. We good. We got this. Mm-hmm. And that's what you did for me in that pillow. And when I feel my weakest moment and my teariest, warmest eye, in the moment where I want to just be like, okay, I can't no more, I just grab that pillow and be like, yes, I can. And I walk with that pillow like Lionel does with his little blankie. And it's at my job. It's at my job. And I keep it there whenever I feel like giving up, or when I feel like I can't take it or I can't make it. I look at that pillow and I say, yes, I can. And I read that scripture back. I say, yes, I will. So again, thank you.
So, yeah. We should have showed y'all.
Y'all will never see that video.
What's that? Dang. Just swipe it, sister.
What's going on here?
And everybody knew what was going on except for me. I ain't really, y'all? Really? Really, y'all? But yes, that was the most beautiful gift among all the other gifts that you did give me. So I'm appreciative to all of them. But you searched through a lot of pictures, girl, to get to that picture.
Well, no. Actually, if you just hit your top photo and go through, that one is there.
It's my top. Wow.
And I was like, oh, I love that picture. I was like, let me use this one. Yeah. Okay. So that's what it was. So we also had another birthday, Kudzo.
Yes.
So I have to bring you your items as well. Happy birthday. We had another birthday going on. And a lot of things happened on your birthday that you kept silent.
Yes, she did. Does it have something to do with that remote area that she's in?
Which was the best birthday ever.
Yes, the best birthday gift ever was my remote location. When I got notification that I was going, that I was cleared to go to my remote location.
Hey, she was cleared, y'all. She hear that? She said, I was cleared.
I was cleared to go to my remote location. And I was so happy about
that. Can I put that picture up?
Which was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. And to you guys who don't know, like, we really talk to each other. We just not on here every Saturday.
Right.
Like, you know, so like, you know, when we say that we love up on each other and that we are together, we honestly are. So just to see like everything that's happening in my sisters, you know, when they doing what they doing, the AS, you know, there's different type of sisters. These are my SISTAS, okay?
We're going to have an episode about that, okay. Y'all. Stay tuned.
So, you know, when you know, and they say, you know, family is not just blood. You know, right. Family is not just blood. And I have received an amazing family from the first time I came on to the experience. And I'm just so happy and so grateful to be here. And you guys are doing some awesome things. I was so happy, like, when things happened for y'all and Sean with the working again and all of that. It was just awesome.
November was just an awesome month. Like, the end of this year is just, like, things that we've all been praying for in different times and moments are now coming to the point of it's delivered. We're in the process of being delivered. And I'm keeping the remote location under wraps for just a moment because some other people don't know quite yet about the remote location. So I did keep this to myself about what I'm doing and where I'm going and things, which was really hard, but it wasn't as hard because I've had such a great support team that was moving along with the process, that this was truly a truly testimony within itself about when people say, I got you and don't worry about it, let me do this for you. And when those people said those things to me, they don't know me. It was just a phone call. They know my voice, they know my face, never seen me before. They know my name and my voice. So when they said that, you know, I got you, don't worry about it, I'm here for you. If this is I'm taking the worry from you and putting it on me, I got it. You go ahead to sleep. And it's just like, you don't know me. So how, you know, you're still going to worry and still stress, but to have someone say that to you and know that they truly had you. And it's like, if you don't know me to have me and you carried me that way, which is like, wow, it's truly a different experience. It was truly a different moment. So I'm still kind of in awe, but some people don't know. They're still looking like, well, where'd you go? What happened? It's like, oh, I'm somewhere. Don't worry about it. And when I get everything together, then you'll know where I am. So.
Awesome. Which is even more of a bigger testimony of how awesome God is. So I'm just so grateful. I'm so happy. I was so happy to hear of that as well. So we have been doing some great things, guys, although we have not been before you guys. But it's amazing to go away. You know how you... how you don't hear from, you know, your cousins or your best friend or, you know, for a while. And then you guys get together and it's like, yes, this is what's going on. Like Elder, yes, this is what's going on. Ashley, yes, this is what's going on. Wendy, yes, this is what's going on. Like, you guys are our family. So we're so happy with everything that is going on with you guys, everything that is happening. And thank you guys for checking in. We love check-ins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Definitely.
Yes, we do. But you know, it just made me want to hit a spiritual moment and go old school and go, God is a good God.
Okay. Yes.
You know, that old stomping song. You mean old Jesse? You like, yes, he is.
I was getting ready to say yes, he is. Okay. Yes, he is.
Honey, I'm just saying, you know, this is just awesomeness, you know, and to be able, you know, I always go back to this one post that somebody wrote to me, and I don't even know if they realized how much I could have got ticked off by that, but it just blessed me in spite of where their spirit was. And it just goes to what I just said to my boss the other day. So, you know, no matter how negative you try to be with a positive person, I'm going to make it a battery effect. I'm going to make it energize. I'm going to energize that thing and be like the bunny. And I'm just going to beat my drum and keep going, you know?
That's right.
And it was like, I would love to see you in a pandemic. And I was like, you just don't know. This is a pandemic. You should see me when I come out of this pandemic. Now that one, you know, it just goes to show you that normally for me, October was the hardest time. It's like October it was like the worst for me. It was like world would just go down.
Yeah, October is normally bad for me only because it's my mother's birthday month. So October sucks. And then there's November, Thanksgiving, and then there's December, all of those holidays that you spend with family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. But and thank God for my family. Thank God for y'all. October was absolutely awesome.
Yes.
November was amazing. And now we're in December. So I'm grateful.
We've been able to go through some leaps and bounds that seemed like it was impossible, never was going to happen, or let alone could belong to me or you or I. Mm-hmm. And it was like God just came back and said, and you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at a couple of more episodes. I think Nike owed me some money. Because I think they're using my campaign. Says who? Because you know that's what I always say. I think Nike owed me some money.
Okay.
Just saying. I'm going to go back and get a couple of episodes and be like, I told you they stole that from me.
Get your change.
But yes, you know, God says, who says that has to be a forever thing for you? Things can change. Yes, if they have been the norm lately for a couple of years to come. But things will change if you give it time. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember listening to the episode when you talked about you went to the dentist. I said, well, how big? Was all of us in the dentist office this week? Because I had a dental situation. I was like, what? But I knew it would have been a time when I don't know what I would have done had it been prior to what my dental situation happened. Mm-hmm. And this time it was like, oh, we cool. You good.
I just don't like the dentist, period. You know, yeah, you go in, it's all white.
You sit there
in your seat that look like it's going to hold you. Like, you know how you go into a psych ward, how they about to pick, and then it's the noise from the machine. I just can't take it. And then you over top of me, like, it's too much.
Well, I must say, I found me a nice dentist, and he's an after-hour dentist, so I'm appreciating it. So if anybody needs a dentist, go down to Broad Street, right down the street from Kappa.
In South Philly.
In South Philly, mm-hmm. right there on Broad Street. Mm-hmm. There's a night spot, very good dentist, a very good dentist, in and out. Yeah. I was very happy and very, 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 very pleased with his service, and they bill you for services, so you don't have to pay everything right then and there. He works with you, so that was
that's awesome. He accept quad pay and Clorinda. Get it, Dennis?
Yes, okay. yes. So listen, we've been on for a while, and we wasn't really expecting to go for the extended time that we did, and we didn't pay no bills. So we be right back. We gotta run and pay some bills real quick, and we got some pretty pictures from some cheerleaders that want to show some cheer. So we be right back, all right, y'all? Right back.
I feel like busting loose. I said, Shala, come on, y'all say.
Put your
on
down.
I said, Shala, get it, y'all say.
Put your on down.
I said, Shala, come on, y'all say.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world. Cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat. You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
We're back. So don't forget, y'all, check out our sponsors. A lot of good things coming and some new sponsors coming along the way. But make sure that you pay attention to Cosmos Radio Lovely. Be there on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And right now, she's doing nothing but Christmas. And the thing that I like that Lovely likes about Cosmo Radio is, guess what? No commercials. Just awesome. All music.
Straight tune. Love
it. Tunes. Great music, less talking, more music. So from 1 to 4 p.m., you got Lovely. She don't even come on to talk as much. She just gives you the good stuff and the new stuff to come. So check that out. And don't forget, I have some pictures for our beautiful, lovely cheers.
I absolutely love them. They're so cool. Yes, that's my niece. Yep, y'all see her. Mm-hmm.
That's the general, y'all.
That's the general. Oh.
And that's
yes.
Aren't they just
she's in the center?
Yes, they are so cool.
Now I need to know something. I noticed that's the new pose. Do y'all see the cross of the legs? That's the new pose that people are doing now. I understand it helps you, you know, form yourself even better, pull stuff in and make you look less tireless.
That's not new.
Well,
get it, girls. They ready.
They ready. Yeah, right. So yes, that's them ladies. Yeah. That's them ladies.
Congratulations to the Panthers. They out in Florida killing it.
Panthers.
Definitely and having a great time. So shout out to them. Shout out to them ladies, okay? And there's so much more that you know, as Ree said earlier, as Cuzzle said earlier, these kids, and with the way that this world is today, they can be doing so much. It's so easy to get into something bad. It's like you go outside your door and it's there. It just falls in your lap.
Right.
You know, but to be able to fight that and to be able to go on and to be able to share and to be able to just have that sisterhood is going to last them for a long time.
Yeah, it will.
So that's awesome.
So shout outs to the cheer moms and cheer
yes, parents. Shout out cheer moms, cheer dads, cheer aunties, cheer uncles.
A lot of sleep and a lot of money, and they got to deal with a lot of drama and a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. So you know the things that parents do for the fact and the sake of their children. You know, kudos to everybody that wants to have a part in their children's lives. And I believe is a disservice and something that you will miss if you're not a part of your children's lives. So everyone is a part of your child's lives. You know, that's right there. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. When you look back at it, you go, wow. Like I look at my monsters and I'm like, wow, I never thought that I would be considered a shorty role, you know, being my height. But both my kids are 6-something. I'd be like, y'all better get out of my face. I ain't been looking up at y'all too long. And I'm so grateful to them because they were preemie babies. Who knew? You know, who knew?
Big up to the preemies. Kanaya was a preemie as well.
Yes.
Big up to them preemies. We wear purple. We rock purple for the preemies.
Preemies rock.
Yes.
Look at that.
I was only a preemie by default. I was not a preemie because my mom had difficulties. I was seven months when I came, but that's just because I had stuff to do. She was holding me up. I had to get out of there.
Okay. So you had to move to another remote location. Yeah. She was playing around.
She was
like,
they just had to hurry up and get out.
I just had to hurry up and get out. And what was the perfect time to come was Thanksgiving because everybody was already going to be there. So she didn't have to have a baby shower because everybody's already at the house. So
you know what?
You know, I saved her time and energy.
Did you go?
By not having to plan anything.
That's right.
And she didn't have to make a whole bunch of phone calls because she was on the phone with her mom, and her mom just told everybody that the baby's here. So it worked out for everybody.
I can't.
There you go.
I'm not.
I had stuff to do, so that's why.
I'm not.
I'm just a pain by the phone.
My baby was a preemie 3 weeks early. My Naya, she came 3 weeks early. I had complications. Her fever, she started to get a fever. And then it went up drastically and then it dropped. So that's why she makes me go up. Look at my, and then I drop. It's like, I'm up. I'm on 10,000. And then I'm down. But yes, definitely my preemie. And baby is leaving because she hears her coming in the house. So, so yes, so big up to my preemie. So yes, definitely, you preemies, you rock all the way. So
guys, it's coming up to our time, but I did promise Val that I was going to let her hear something before we left. So of course you all know that it's the season and it's Christmas season. And right now, a lot of our artists, signed and unsigned, independent artists, are making Christmas cheers. It's not just your regular old Christmas song of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and this type of music. We have a nice one, a newbie, and this one is from a very well-known as well as a new known. So check out Mr. Ruby Currency, like in the money, and Mr. Raheem Devon, you know, Mr. Midnight himself. He has a new Christmas song, and it's called A Christmas Pick-Me-Up. Y'all interested in hearing it?
Yeah, we can definitely end out with that.
Sure. So we'll go ahead and send off with a little Christmas pick-me-up, because that's what we did today. We came in just to give y'all a little Christmas pick-up and let you know that we back full effect. Now, if y'all going to see us soon, you never know, because you'll never know where we'll pop up. We might pop up sitting right next to you. So always stay tuned, but we're going to play this song. We're going to let this be our inspirational moment. How about that? Because we haven't had one of those in a moment.
All right.
The inspirational moment is going to be the song. Yeah. It don't take much from me, right, y'all? Yeah, y'all can say it. Go ahead. You can say it now. It don't take much. I'm going to even be cute about it. Watch this.
Wasted $15. Where the song?
It's right now. Like,
right, where the song?
I thought it was going to like filter in, like zoom in.
Yeah, I know it's been a couple of hard years. Now Christmas time is here. But my mood lately kinda match the weather outside. I could surely use the signs. Cause I've been going through. I need. Yeah. Yeah, Raheem Devon, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy holiday season, world.
It's in time for the season. I need holiday cheer. I need an uplifting, joyful feeling. Spirit of love and peace and harmony. A vibration, feeling like a song, the world sings. Let it lift me up. Very good in the way to celebrate. Listen, Christmas. Y'all sound so good.
I need a Christmas.
And you make me want to sing.
Christmas.
Yeah.
The only place love.
I really, and I really, and I really, I need to celebrate. And I really, I
will. Listen, I know these last couple of years have been kind of hard, and we just want to take a second out of your day and, you know, give you a little pick me up. And we all know the real reason for the season is love, so we just want to spread a little bit of love from our hearts to yours. You know, God is love. And if you've been down and need that kind of love right now, we just want to encourage you with this song. It's going to be all right, y'all. Sing along. Hey!
No.
Did you hear he was hit that note?
Christmas pick me up.
Hit that note, doggone it. Just saying.
So I like that different tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different. Real different. So stay tuned. Lovely will tell y'all a couple of more new Christmas songs that y'all can play that's not on the radio today. Give you something a little new flavor to cheer you up along the way.
Yes.
Yes. So talking about on the way, time for us to go.
It was an honor. Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you guys for checking in.
True honor and a true pleasure to not only be with you all virtually, but with my sisters here too.
Oh.
All right, y'all. So I don't know. Next week, y'all may see me. Y'all may not. I don't know. Because y'all know who in town, right? Keith Washington is the City Winery. And Avery Sunshine is at the City Winery. And I will be talking with them and making sure they come and talk to us. So I'll give more detail about this later. But know that TKPF production is on the move, not only gig-wise, but virtually-wise. So don't be surprised if you look to the side and be like, hey, I know them girls.
Shaking my head.
Honey, I was shaking my head when I got the call too. I was like, you what? Yeah, that's what I did. I was like, almost did a read thing. Almost fell out the window. All right, y'all, let's get up out of here. Can we have a goodbye from our hospitality department?
All right, guys, we want to thank you all so much for being here. It was love. It was really, really awesome. We want to just remind you guys that we are streaming live on all of the YouTubes, no matter which YouTube you were underneath. But please, 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 by all means, if you're watching us on YouTube, drop something below and say hello. If you guys are watching us on Facebook, you're coming in under three different ways. You are under the Know, that is the KNOW, BS Dual Show, the sister chat, and also all of my vibers is in here as well. Don't forget that we are also on all major streaming podcast apps. So no matter which one you listen to, we are there, and you guys can just square all of that away and go directly to our .com, which is TKBSDS Productions with an S.com. In the event we get muted and cut, which normally happens, but we're so grateful and faithful that we have a .com. So we love you guys so much. So be sure to check us out. Be sure to go ahead and streaming below is going to be the the Cash App if you guys want to send something. We always ask for a dollar. So we always ask for a dollar. This is our second year giving to this shelter and donating unto the shelter and the woman that's there. So we thank you guys so much for all that you give. Thank you. Thank you. That's it.
That's it. That's it. You want to say goodbye to anybody, Sarita? No, just thank you everyone who came in and joined us tonight. It was good to see everybody, and we'll be back soon.
Well, on that note, I guess it's time for us to say good night, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. So bye. Long. Farewell.
Goodbye. All right, y'all. Good night from the TKCSCS family. We love you. And if nobody told you, we just did. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart.